This is Rad Radio. It's just like Breaking Bad, only not nearly as good. Call the show anytime, 888-989-9811.
We got this email, rad at radradio.com. Somebody wrote in. I had to kind of squeeze in a few topical entertainment notes. There's much more to talk about. A few movies that came out, came out recently or whatever, that I recommended on Circles with an S, the social media positivity app, and people are responding to a couple other things that we got to get to. I don't know if we're going to have time today. I might have to move that to tomorrow. But one of the things was last night was the Billy Joel show on CBS, his 100th performance at Madison Square Garden. I haven't seen it yet, recorded it, but the emailer said if it's anything like that live, it was spectacular just watching it. Kind of thing. And the minute that that we were alerted to Billy Joel being in Vegas later this year, I was like, because Billy Joel's on Brandon's bucket list of people to see.
Gotta see him. And it's like a newfound love for him, because I was impartial to Billy Joel, but I love him now at this stage in life.
And unfortunately, scheduling, family, etc., Brandon's not able to make the trip with us in November. But Dawn's husband, Gary, had reached out to me and said, I would love me too. Like, I'm on, I'm like, and Dawn's like, no. Not unless you're going to take me to see Miranda Lambert and George Strait and 17 other horse shows. So, we mentioned that, yes, we're all going together this fall. So Warren, wrote in and he said, Rob, you mentioned that you, your wife, Dawn and Gary are all going to the Billy Joel concert in Las Vegas. I do have a couple questions. First one is, are you and Christina flying there? Yeah, we've done the drive to Vegas and back thing on a weekend. Can't do it. Can't pull it off and then do the show. Second question is, do you, Rob, have to buy two seats now that you're such a fat ass?
Well,
No. No follow-up.
There is a follow-up.
Okay.
Twisting your brain for a real
PSA.
Action, adventure, sci-fi, comedy. Just take the film and you'll be supreme. You're a movie master. Movie master.
What?
Well, you fly first class whenever you fly, like no exceptions, right?
Unless it's private, yes.
Okay, so when you do that, your seats are already larger size,
yeah.
So you don't necessarily have to worry about
you'll
it, right?
Good.
Like, do they have seatbelt extenders at least?
I don't think you'll need one, because my fat butt. Long story short, the summer of COVID. Man, they were giving away tickets, even like for first class. The price of a ticket, I found. The same price for a first class seat, and I was like, oh wow, way more room in these seat belts. Lovely. So Rob, you don't have to worry about
that. I don't have to worry about it, because I'm just under 5'11 and 176 pounds. I'm not obese.
If you were worried about their seat belts though, I'm just letting you know.
No, I'm not.
Like, if the seat belts fit me,
yeah,
they'll definitely fit you.
Gained a few pounds since I stopped drinking.
If the seats don't work and you don't have the extender for the seat belt, you can always stretch out in the belly of the plane.
Oh, I thought I would be the belly of the plane.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm going to save that one for later.
Oh, you know what?
Belly of plane.
Get ready, though, because sometimes when you're a certain size, they might ask to weigh you. I know you've never lived in that kind of world before, so I just want to prepare you for it.
By the way, for those of you listening, you have every right to refuse that before you red pan or take things seriously. All right, we got a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. Plus, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing to be upgraded to have those tickets be front row tickets. Abraham, your caller 18. Hello.
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 Hi. You will guess first. If you know the name of the movie that the clip we're going to play is from, you win. If not, we'll go to Eric.
What's up?
What's up?
And Mike, your caller 20.
Hello, Red.
Hello, Mike.
We're looking for an action film from 2017.
Again, I don't know.
What?
Got some big names. There's some big names in this 2017 action film.
Again, I don't know.
Abraham, what's the name of the movie?
I don't know.
He said
something.
I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. Eric, do you know?
American Assassin.
Very good. I mean, at least we're close to being somewhat in the genre. Mike, do you know?
God with us.
Okay.
You lose.
Oh, man.
Never heard of that.
No, yeah, I'm sure if that's even a movie.
Is this one of the Denzel movies I like? Where he kills all the people, the bad people?
No. That's, you know, like, he uses that's the... like half of all Denzel movies.
I know. The one where he uses the nail gun?
No, that's The Equalizer, the original Equalizer. Yeah. I mentioned big names. Pierce Brosnan, Jackie Chan are both in this. It's about Quan, a humble London businessman whose long buried past erupts in a revenge-fueled vendetta when the only person left for him to love, his teenage daughter, dies in a senseless act of politically motivated terrorism.
Ooh.
His relentless search to find the terrorists leads to a cat-and-mouse conflict with a British government official whose own past may hold the clues to the identities of the elusive killer. So it is a revenge-type action film.
Nice.
It didn't get traction. It wasn't a huge hit. But it was called The Foreigner. The Foreigner?
If my wife and daughter were killed by a bomb.
Tickets?
I do everything in my power to get justice. So I've chosen you, Mr. Hennessy. You will tell me who killed my child.
Again? I don't know.
You will change your mind.
See, maybe this didn't gain traction if indeed they were trying to sell Pierce Brosnan as a tough guy.
He played James Bond, for God's sake.
James Bond.
The weakest one.
But James Bond is not...
He's not tough.
Tough guy. Thank you, Kyle. Exactly. I don't view him as tough.
He's like smart.
He's
kind
of. Yeah, he's more of like a sophisticated killer.
Have you not seen Daniel Craig as Bond?
I have, and it's
he's
it's
tough.
Great. No, it was entertaining, but I wouldn't put him in like, ooh, there's my manly man. I've never thought the James Bond stuff was manly men. Mm. I thought it was more fancy dancy men killing.
I don't know if I can get into the head of why the movie didn't gain traction. It could be the Jackie Chan element in a serious movie.
Oh, come on.
Jackie Chan movies aren't really known for their plots.
Super Cop?
Rush Hour?
Come
on. Could be a combination of all things. Let's just not lose sight of the greatest part of this, Kyle picking the movie called The Foreigner for Foreigner tickets. Three more chances for you to win tomorrow morning, 7, 8, and 9 a.m.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.